Proverbs 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. We know that we can turn even the best things of God into the very worst things. Wine is not the place where we see that the most. Worship is. We can take the very worship of God, for which all things exist, and just by doing it in a way that is according to our ideas, turn it into what God in the second commandment calls hating him. Them that hate me, he says, of those that break that commandment. So when Moses is on the mountain, and the Israelites are in the bottom of the mountain, and they are saying, and Aaron is saying to them, tomorrow shall be a feast to Yahweh, O Israel, with the golden calf. God is saying, they're hating me. Even when the Israelites are saying, we're worshiping him. Well, it obviously doesn't stop with worship. We can turn any of God's good things, good gifts, into something wicked by our wickedness, can't we? Or we can use for wickedness. We can wickedly use any of God's good gifts. Wine is a very good gift. It's something that you see in the Bible used for gladness and celebration. It's something that you see in the Bible used for strength and reinvigorating. It's something that you see in the Bible used for comfort, something in the that you see in the Bible used for celebration. It's something that you see used for worship. It's something that you see in the Bible used for sealing relationships, the bonds between people, especially in covenants. And it's something that you see in the Bible, all of those things, most of all where? The Lord's Supper, right? Strength and health and life and joy and comfort and celebration and the binding of a relationship and a covenant. So God designed wine for all those good things. And he designed it especially because he was going to give us all of those good things, most of all in Jesus. But do you know what wine can also be used for? It can be used by sinful people to lose all sense, to lose their ability to think, to lose restraint over their wicked actions, and even to knock themselves out altogether so that they don't have to feel, don't have to think, become useless, would be unable. Can you imagine if I ever let myself get drunk and then suddenly the phone call comes? Someone in the congregation has had an accident or relative is dying and they need me to race over there fast as I can, minister the gospel to them. And I wasn't able to go because I had had too much to drink. Wouldn't that be a dreadful thing? Well, this verse tells us that wine and strong drink can beat you up. Wine, first of all, is a mocker. It can turn you into the worst version of yourself. One thing that happens when people have more than they should to drink of alcohol is all of their restraints, all of their self-control over their sinfulness and their folly starts to melt away. They say stupid things. They laugh uncontrollably at things that if they had their senses, they wouldn't laugh at. Some people even let some of the worst kinds of thoughts come out of their mouth. We were once watching a video of a Christian teacher who was telling us how they were at an extended family party once when he was a child, and an uncle said some horrible perversion type stuff about one of the girls in the family. And his family, his mom and dad, grabbed him and his brother, raced them out of there. And he said he could never forget, as they were pulling away, His mom looking at the boys and saying, nothing comes out of a man's heart, a man's mouth when he's drunk, that wasn't already in his heart when he was sober. Wine is a mocker. All that you look to God the Holy Spirit to give you self-control, to restrain from your character and from your wickedness, all that you look to the Holy Spirit to give yourself to give you the fruit of the Spirit, which is self-control, to restrain, wine can take it away and make a mockery of you. Strong drink is even worse. Strong drink is a brawler. It can knock you out like a 6'10", 350-pound hunk of muscle trained in Krav Maga. It could just beat you up, leave you senseless, leave you unable to do your duty. It is not something to be trifled with. Something that is useful for many good things can become something that is very harmful when misused. Think about nuclear power. Think about even the Lord's Supper, right? We were talking earlier about how one of the things wine, you know, one of the places that we can see all the different good things that wine is for maximized is how it's used to show Christ as the one in whom we have those things perfectly at the supper. Well, when the wine in the supper was being misused, and it wasn't just because people were eating and drinking without remembering him. One of the symptoms of not remembering him at the table was what? Some of the Corinthians were getting drunk at the table. And what was God doing to them for that? How bad did God see that? He was killing them. There are people who have been killed by God for the way in which they took the Lord's Supper. Well, the ordinary drinking of wine also has a similar danger, that it can be something by which we sin greatly in the sight of God. And that's actually behind the last line of the verse. And whoever is led astray by it is not wise. And remember, in the book of Proverbs, that doesn't just mean they're not knowledgeable or they're not skillful or they don't make good decisions. It means they don't fear God. And so you have to decide who's going to be your God. And if he's going to be your God, if you're going to live in fear of him, you will not allow yourself to get close to that line where drinking alcohol starts to make a mockery of you because of the loss of the restraint of behavior. And especially not that line where it becomes a brawler and starts to knock you senseless and make you useless. We want to be those who fear the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, who love him, know him, submit to him, obey him. And so we must not be those who abuse his good gift of wine. My children, all of your other purposes after godliness could be thwarted, spoiled, if you end up being the kind of person who abuses alcohol. Do not let it happen to you. Do not join yourself to a person who lets it happen to them. That means don't have them as your companions in life, and especially, this is an absolute no, absolute deal breaker. Nothing else in their life can make it okay to consider someone as a spouse if they're casual about alcohol, if they abuse it. The Lord grant to us that we would be those who are wise, that we would know him and love him and fear him. Let's ask him to do that. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your good gifts. We thank you even for your worship. We thank you for wine. We thank you for alcohol and the many good purposes for which you have created it and use it, not only in our life, but in your worship. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to restrain our sin. We pray particularly about this sin of drinking too much, of drinking such that it becomes to us a mocker or a brawler. Keep us from this sin. Grant that it would not hinder us from all of the other ways of walking with you in wisdom and righteousness. Preserve my children, O God, from the wickedness that this verse warns about. For I ask it in Christ's name. Amen.